Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Serene. In this podcast, you will find movie reviews and TV show reviews, the latest news about the film industry, monthly watch list, award show predictions and recaps, recaps on events like Netflix's To Doom. You will receive 2 episodes a week, Thursdays and Sundays. You can follow me on Instagram at Movie Reviews with Serene and Movie Reviews with Serene podcast. Come join the journey. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. It's almost the end of the month, and you guys know what that means. That's exactly what we're going to do today. And that is do a ranking of the best and worst releases in movies and TV shows for the month of March. Then I'll share my April watch list with you and some news. And this episode will release tonight. By the time I'm recording this, it's currently Thursday. It's actually podcast day, so it's the episode which is supposed to be coming out today, because I recorded and released an episode which was supposed to be released on Sunday, but I was way too busy with life, so I couldn't do that. But I will be a guest on my podcast, guest Terrell James's Russia podcast, Russia Test podcast, tomorrow evening, my time. And I'm very excited. He has already sent me the pictures, and I told him what I saw. And the crazy thing is, I swear to God, my intuition is so heightened, because the day he sent me that picture, I went to an eye doctor, orthopologist, just not because something happened, but, just my yearly, my yearly, treatment, to keep an eye on my eyes, my sight. And I came back, and after that, he sent me those pictures, and I swear to God, the first one was an eye, and I was oh my God, my intuition was so, my spirituality is so heightened has been very heightened this week, and I was in shock. But I'm a very spiritual person, and my lineage is very spiritual. So I don't know what, but that was really crazy. But let's talk about the best and worst releases of the month of March 2024. Disclaimer, I haven't watched many of the movies which have been released, but I have watched some, so I can talk about them. That episode with Terrell will be recorded tomorrow, and I'm very excited what he'll be saying about those pictures, those symbols I saw, and I'm very excited about that, what that will reveal about me. Yeah, in my mental state and me as a person. We'll see. All together. Obviously, I will link the episode when it's out in a podcast episode and on my social media accounts. Start with my favorite thing. I love doing these end of the month rankings, because it helps me to see how much I watched and how much I didn't watch, or what I like, what I didn't like. You know, it's very helpful doing those at the end of the month. Also, especially for at the end of the year recap, but also like to give a watch list sort of to you guys, like because some of you have DM'd me saying, oh, I didn't know that this show was released, or I didn't know that this movie was released. So I love being like a vessel for your movie and TV show watch list. You know what I mean? Anyways. Okay, so on well, I have to do this after we found it. Okay, so on March 1st, what did I watch? I started Narcos. I know, I love that. So that's going on to the I'm currently at season 3, episode 3. So I'll give a. But overall review, but I loved it. I love Pedro Pascal, and it also like helped me like learning Spanish a bit more, because I'm learning Spanish with the help of Duolingo, and also Narcos, that helps. And so that was March 3rd, I think, or 4th. Oh, also on March 7th, I watched, obviously, the Guy Ritchie's Gentleman series. I loved it. It's going on to the best release ranking. Same with Narcos. I know, like, Narcos is, like, a bit older, but still counts. Then March 10th for the Oscars. After the Oscars, I watched Poor Things. I loved Poor Things, so that's going also onto the what's the name? Onto the best release ranking. Then I watched March 14th was the release of the second season, part 2 of Invincible, and that's going amazing. Actually, episode 7 was released today. I haven't watched it yet, but I loved it. I really, really missed it, and I am very excited on how the story will unfold with Omni-Man, Invincible, and the baby of Omni-Man. That's going to be amazing. Else like Cecil and Rex and the whole gang, basically. Then on March 15th, I wanted to start watching Manhunt on Apple TV Plus, but I couldn't really or haven't really been able to do that. But I will do it in April, I promise. Then on March 17th, Quiet on Set was released. I haven't watched everything yet, but I watched a few clips here and there on TikTok, and it was very heartbreaking. it's really heartbreaking, and because like I grew up with all these series. I loved So When One, I loved Drake and Josh and iCarly, Sam and Cat, and like hearing what happened is crazy, like heartbreaking for me. Then also March 20th, March 20th, I think I started watching, oh my god, I could have forgot about the new look that was going amazing, but it's not all done yet. So I started watching The Constellation on Apple TV Plus. I love it. It gives me Oxygen vibes on Netflix, but also like Silo vibes because it's made by the same people. So that's going amazingly, and I put it on the best releases of March. Then yeah, the X-Men series. I think I have said a lot in the last episode, so it's obviously going on to the next, onto the best release ranking. On March 21st, I wanted to start Three Body Problem, but I haven't been able to, so I'm going to watch it either this weekend or sometime in April. I'm super, super excited for Renegade Nail tomorrow on Disney Plus. I also watched Dune Part 2, so that's going onto the best releases of March for me, even though it was like released in February, but I couldn't watch it. Then, like, The Constellation, The Gentleman, Poor Things, Shogun is also going amazingly. Star Wars The Bad Batch also going amazingly. The new look as well. The Regime, oh my god, I love The Regime, man. It's so funny. But, like, political, but funny. And very entertaining. I just love that. It also, like, by the pens of Succession. So, the creators of Succession, of the writers. So, it's, you know, it's good. Then, so that's going also on to the my best release. Best release ranking. Then Priscilla. I also watched Priscilla. I would put it onto the, it was good. Jacob already was good in it. Very toxic, but good. So I put it into the, I'll put it in the middle release, like a good release ranking section. Damsel goes to the worst one. Spaceman goes to the middle section. I also watched Drive Away Dolls, and that one goes to the also best release section. What else did I watch? Let me think. I haven't watched Frozen Empire yet, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Then also Roadhouse, I haven't watched that one. I loved Ricky Stenicki, that was funny. So that goes on to the best ranking. Megamind as well, but I think that was February. That should be February. Yeah, the Megamind series also on to the best release one. What else? I haven't watched Irish Wish. I want to watch Madame Web. Bob Marley, I haven't watched yet. Roadhouse as well. I haven't watched Upload. I did watch About Anyone But You. I enjoyed that one. I put it into best one. Then, what else was released in March? I watched Mean Girls. I didn't like it, so that's going to the mid section. Like the original spirit wasn't there, so it wasn't fun. And also, like, certain characters were just like not present anymore. I haven't watched Apples Never Fall. I love The Signal. Oh my god, The Signal on Netflix was really, really good. And Florian David Fritz was amazing. So let's go on to the best one. Best release ranking. I still have to finish Phil Trend season 1. Yeah, okay, that's it. That's my ranking. Overall, like, it was a good month. Like, we got X-Men, we got Men, and but it's like Invincible is back.
I like Drive Away Dolls. Denzel wasn't good. Spaceman was good. Yeah, it was like a mixed month, but onto the positive side, weighing. Onto the positive side, I'm super super excited for April. You will find out why shortly. I also haven't watched Kung Fu Panda 4 yet, so I'm very excited to do that in April. Anyways, let's talk about my I almost said March watch list. No, not March watch list. As for like trash TV, I watched Buying Beverly Hills and I liked it. It was really fun. So that's also going on to the best release thing. On April 2nd, American Horror Story is Delicate will be back with part 2, and oh boy, the trailer looked so good. I'm so excited. That's one of my highlights for April. Then also, Ripley, I'm also very excited for that one on Netflix. That's going to be released on April 4th. Fallout on April 12th. Like, I'm so excited because it's, I've never played the game, but it's made by the people who made Westworld, so you know it's going to be amazing. That's going to be released on April 12th. Then, Season 3 of Welcome to Wrexham will be released on April 18th. I'm very excited about that. I finished season 2 and I loved it. Also, that's also going to the best release of, for me, like, best watch of March. And then Knuckles will be released on April 26th. I'm very excited. Love Idris Elba. Then, what else? Alrighty, those were the series. Now let's talk about movies. Godzilla versus Kong, X-Kong. I'm super excited for that one. That one was released on April 4th. Then also, Money Man, the movie with produced by Jordan Peele. Also, Back to Black, the Amy Winehouse movie, which will be released on 420, April 20th. Then also, my highlight, one of my highlights for April is Civil War, and I'm so excited for that one. It's a movie by Alex Garland, and I'm super excited, and I cannot wait. That will also be released on March 20th. March? April 20th. Then also Challengers is also a highlight of mine with Zendaya, which will also be released on April 26th. And The Fall Guy, which will be released on April 26th. Wait, isn't like the challenge, not Challengers, what's the name again? Oh, okay. That won't be released on May 3rd, but that still counts, I would say. But it will be, like, released on May 3rd in the US, but in Europe it will be released on April 30th, actually. Not 30th. So, yeah, I'm very excited for those movies. Also, obviously, I will watch the new look, then X-Men, because the next episode will be released on Wednesday, April 3rd. Then also, like, Star Wars is the Bad Batch, The Constellation, Shogun, then The Regime, yeah, those series. This marks the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening and for your support. Give this podcast you love and adore, and support 5 stars on all podcast platforms. Then write a kind review. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast and turn the notifications on, because then you won't miss an episode. And also make sure to follow me on all my social media accounts. And I'm very excited because in April we'll have a lot of guests, and I'm super excited for many of them. And yeah, I'm just really looking forward for April. And obviously May will top that, but you know, April is a good month. Like, April is the month I will be the happiest because of the release of Civil War and Challengers and Fallout. I'm so excited. Also, Fallout will be on Prime Video. Mark your calendars for April 12th. And I will talk to you on... Oh, wait. I am also, like, currently watching also like on I'm like still on my One Piece game, and I'm watching. I think the last time I watched was a few days ago. I was on episode 761. So I've got a lot of more to go, but it's still like a journey, and I love it, and it's just so nostalgic for me, and. Also, I'm watching, like, The Constellation and Regime and Shogun. I have to watch, like, episode 5 and 6. Yeah, it's going amazing. Also, I have to watch the newest episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch. I forgot that yesterday was Wednesday. So, I have a lot of to watch. Obviously, I want to watch Ghostbusters. And yeah, I'm very excited for the Ghostbusters. I love seeing the Michelin guys. I call them Michelin ghosts. I love them. Those are like cute, or like the marshmallow ones. I'm very excited to see how that's like going, or like how this installment will be for the story. Anyways, I wish you a great day and night, and I'll talk to you on Sunday. Bye. Where we will hopefully talk about three body problems if I get to watch it. And Ghostbusters.